President Mahama has given the assurance that government is working assiduously to achieve the MDG Goal 7 before the deadline set by the UN. He said government has done a lot to improve the sanitation situation in the country, but needs the support of the private sector. President Mahama said this in a speech read on his behalf by the chairman of the Council of State, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, at the inauguration of the University on Sanitation and Waste Management, which is affiliated to the NUST, and the matriculation of the first batch of 184 students. Felix Kofi reports.
The African Institute of Sanitation and Waste Management will serve as a vital training center for sanitation environmental experts. The institute will offer graduate, undergraduate, diploma and certificate programs in sanitation management and environmental science. This will include chemical and environmental and civil engineering. Mrs. Cecilia Johnson said behavioral change is key to winning the fight against poor sanitation. She said government will continue to train more personnel to win the fight against poor sanitation.
Every year during the rainy season, our country is exposed to the harsh realities of our polluted environment and the increasing weaknesses in our waste management systems and approaches as floods sweep away unmanaged waste along its path into homes, drains, and onto the streets. To compound the insanitary conditions that endanger the health of our people, as well as impact negatively on the socio-economic development of our dear country. We therefore cannot ignore the fact that, as a nation, we lack the expertise and technical capacity to effectively deal with the insanitary situation in the country.
A local government expert, Professor Kwame Ahoy, said the time has come for government to build the capacity of MMDAs to take the lead in the fight against poor sanitation. Professor Ahoy pointed out that the neglect to develop the capacity of MMDAs on sanitation and waste management is what has compounded the sanitation problem of the country. The chief executive officer of Jospon Group of Companies, Joseph Sinyajipon, said Zoom Lion would offer every necessary support to the programs and activities of the institute. He also assured his company's support to every program aimed at improving the living standards of Ghanaians.
Early in the establishment of Zoom Lion, a local company whose impact on managing sanitation and waste management in Ghana is well known to us all, we recognize that the sustained success and growth of the company will depend on the availability of highly qualified personnel to lead research and innovation.
Felix Kofi's report.